Good morning. 7:31 a.m. August the 3rd, 2015. 7:31, yeah. I'm out late today because kid had early day. I've got just about enough time to get home and probably get this posted before I have to go pair up again. And then I have to take back to school again at 3:15. I'm a little better today, a little less groggy today. Got a decent night's sleep last night. It was short, but it was decent. And I finished Princess of Wonders. Yeah. And then I went right ahead and bought the next book. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm a less... People, prologues almost are never worth it. Just saying. Book 2 has a prologue. I read it. It's like, really? Really? You really felt the need to do this? The book was good. I really did enjoy it. Princess of Wonders. Douglas Daniel. I think so. Anyway, I left a link to it the other day on the blog post, so if you're interested, give it a grab. Grab a sample, see what it looks like. $2.99. I think that's the reason he's not getting any sales, is $2.99. So, just my opinion. Anyway, and the formatting is a little bit off. You'll find yourself reading along and there'll be a scene break, but there's no indicator that there's a scene break. So it can be a little bit... What? Oh, yeah. Okay. Just... Yeah, we all have our little problems. I published a book with all the ellipses screwed up. So, yeah, it happens. It happens. Anyway, let's see, where are we? Yesterday I didn't get any words in. None. I kept going back through it and trying to find the place where it worked. And I think I found it, but then I was like, okay, what do I write now? So I did a lot of cogitation yesterday. Also did a lot of keeping up with Karen Conlon on Twitter. We're editing in public, so that means that she tweets, she puts in Google Plus comment stuff. And she seemed, this morning she seems a little bit surprised that, holy crap, people are coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. So she made it through the first pass. She finished the first pass last night, yesterday afternoon. She liked it. So now she'll go through and do a second pass and start asking me pointed questions about, did you really mean to do this? And the answer is probably not. Probably not. I have a shift key problem. I tend to capitalize things that shouldn't be capitalized. Probably missing words. She'll find him. She'll find him. So, yeah, I need to get at least 1,000 words in today. I don't know when I'm going to get 1,000 words in today. I've got to get home. I've got to get some breakfast. I've got to get this posted. And then I've got to go pick her up again. And then maybe this afternoon, after lunch. I'm walking and not talking. I'm not even thinking. I'm thinking about, oh, breakfast, food. I'm ready for food. Car making that racket. Mustard gel on Mustang. Oh no, it's apparently it's a sprinkler. It's either a sprinkler or this guy's lawnmower, I'm not sure. Oh no, he's edging. You get that metal on concrete sound. I thought it was that Mustang coming at me because it was coming from the same direction. I thought, geez, that's a horrible sounding Mustang. Canary yellow Mustang. Yeah, that's a stop me car. Somebody stop me. Okay, this is gonna be very pretty. I apologize for the noise in advance. While you can still hear me over it. Okay. He's now walking away. I'm walking away from him. He's walking away from me. I'll make a turn here in a minute. That'll kill it. So, yeah. I've been logged into EVE Online. I haven't been doing very much. I've just sort of been logged in and doing a little desultory trading. I'm still trying to figure out if trading is worth it. I hear a lot of people talk about, particularly inter-hub trading or hotspot trading. Hotspot trading seems to be where it would be, but I can't figure out how to find a hotspot. Every place I go that there are, you know, a lot of ship kills where people have been there to kill a lot of ships, doesn't seem to have a lot of people. It could be that I'm not there during East Coast prime time or something. I've had actually better luck station trading at trade hubs, which doesn't make any sense at all. Facebook post. But yeah, I haven't been mining. I haven't been building. I've got to do some exploration and get some more decryptors so I can do some more inventions, so I can get some more materials to create Tech 2 stuff. The changes they put into the planetary interaction made that really painful. It's like, okay, well, we lose 20% right off the top, so you have to make more. Of course, the other side of that is that it doesn't cost anything. Once you've got it set up, it's pretty much passive income. It doesn't cost anything more. It just takes longer and enriches somebody else for you to do it, which is kind of a pain. It can minimize the cost, but only to a certain degree. I do have to work on some of my PI, though. It is passive income, and it is. If you stay on top of it, it can be fairly lucrative. And I was using it to reduce the cost of creating fuel blocks. It's mining the ice and making the parts and putting it all together. Isk per hour, I just downloaded that the other day to look to see where the things are we should buy or build. And it's interesting. One of the suggestions is that the orca that I built from scratch would have been better off if I had bought it. I would have been better off if I had bought it. Of course, the mineral cost is time, not isk, not money. So the mineral cost, I mine pretty much everything, except there's a couple of minerals that are not available in HiSec, and so I mined most of it and then bought some stuff, a few pieces, which meant I used sweat equity to gain cash, which I suppose is the way to do it, as opposed to just flat trading. Trade for the materials that you need and then build it from the materials that you bought. Which is certainly another path to take. But I'm back to something that smacked me in the face a while ago, and that's that it's quite often much more cost effective to mine the ore and sell the ore than it is to mine the ore, refine the ore, sell the minerals. Even with the characters that have, I've got a character that has very high refining, but it's all Empire refining, so I don't have the advantages of having a station where I can get that last 2 or 3% out of it. And stations are expensive, so there's the cost of the station, it's the cost of the maintenance of the station. That's the part that people sort of overlook, is that it costs $1 billion a month to keep a station in fuel. That's a lot of ISK. That's a lot of money. The in-game currency is interstellar krona. It's also the abbreviation for Icelandic krona, but that's okay. So yeah, at what point are all of these skills sort of like, why did I bother? The skills that are actually paying off are actually ship skills. At the moment, being able to fly Marauders, having the cash to buy a Marauder and fly it is interesting. But the construction, the value added of mining a bunch of ore, refining a bunch of materials, making the pieces, putting it together, that means I'm not shelling out $1 billion to make 300 million. Do that. That's a 30% return, which is pretty decent, really. If I could do that several times, that'd be pretty cool. And I can't really trade while I'm trying to write, but I can mine. I may need to go get my miner back out in the belt. I need to get this story underway. I need to get the story moving again. It's sort of stalled. I know why it's stalled. It's stalled because I really don't know what Natalie wants. I don't know what her motivations are. I don't know what Zoya's motivations are. Those are the two main characters in this story. And I don't know. I have some backstory, but I don't know what their current story is. I don't know what the story going forward is. I don't know. Well, I do know. I have some ideas. I'll have to pursue some of those. The idea that I was so excited about is sort of like, really? You're going there? And I spent 2,000 words exploring it. It was like pulling teeth. It was like, oh man, this isn't the story I want to write. This isn't right. Oh well. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.